This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This is why you're single. This is why you're single. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba.
Welcome to the This Is Why You're Single podcast. I'm Laura Lane.
And I'm Angela Sparrow. We're the co-writers of the book, This Is Why You're Single. Every week we highlight a different dating topic. This week's episode is Own Your Sex Appeal.
Yes, you got to own it. Also on the lineup, we are talking about what's new in dating news, an app to protect your sex tapes, and the best states in the country for single people. Then we are diving into the mailbox to answer your listener questions. But first, we want to welcome this week's guest. She's an actress, model, and comedian who has a shit ton of followers on social media. She's been named one of the 10 hottest women on YouTube by Playboy and featured in Maxim, FHM, and Sports Illustrated. She also stars in the film Laid in America. Please welcome Sid Wilder.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me. And I have a copy of the book. You guys have to get it. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Sid, you have studied at UCB, Groundlings, and Second City, and you've been featured on Funny or Die. One thing that I really like about your comedy, because Angela and I have been binge-watching it, I would say.
Yes. Binging.
Yeah, thank you.
I like your approach. I hope this doesn't sound weird, but you know how hot you are and you own it in your comedy, is so fun, which is what inspired this week's theme. For those who can't see, Sid basically looks like a Playboy model, and she also happens to be pretty funny. You've written and starred in Victoria's Secret parodies, which is just like a perfect fun parody for you to do.
Thank you.
A lot of women in comedy, they tend to downplay their sex appeal because they're worried they won't be taken seriously. But we love that you've embraced it. And yeah. I want to know what the response has been from the comedy community.
That's a really great question. So male stand-up comics respond to it as, oh my gosh, she's hot. Her sister's in porn. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. All they want to do is hang out with porn stars. improv actors, they always want to be like the star. They want to be the stand-up, but they just can't branch out yet. Mm-hmm, so they kind of don't really accept me. But, you know, I feel like social media influencers, because they're all about the numbers, the games. Like, so I'm like answering this in like a couple different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Influencers don't, like, unless you're matching with the numbers, they don't care. They don't want you. They can't help you, especially YouTubers. It's very clicky. But comedians in general, mainly stand-ups, they probably embrace me the most. And like the Thanksgiving sketches I just did, those are two of my stand-up buddies, Sam and Greg. Love them. So comedians like that definitely embrace me more than social influencers. Now, agents don't really understand what the hell to do with me. It's really confusing. Like, people are like, what do you do? And I'm like, I don't know. Ask Alexa.
You're a Renaissance woman. You do a lot of things.
It's confusing, though. I'm like, how do you like word it? Like, how do you like put it in a bio?
Yeah, because if you look at it,
you do everything, but it's just you're hot while you do it. That's all.
I painted this. Okay, it's so much work. You know,
it sounds like a lot of work. I would say, like, what's it like when you show up for a stand-up set and you walk on stage? What is that like? What's that experience?
That's so. Have you never done stand-up?
No, we've only done sketch comedy.
That's it. You guys have never done stand-up?
I guess technically we did do a bark post.
That sounds amazing.
We did dog comedy.
We did dog comedy. It was a dog-themed stand-up event, and we did dog comedy.
And I think the dogs really liked it.
There were 20 dogs and their owners in the audience. I would say the dogs responded the best.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, would you know which breed?
It was a mix, yeah.
But they don't care how hot you are. They'll hump anybody's leg.
Yeah, so, like, that's how I feel about most men. So the first stand-up show, I was nervous as hell. I did Pretty Funny Women, which was great to be like in a female-driven community. That's how I got into it. Gosh, I don't even remember what year it was. Lisa Sunstedt, shout out. She's awesome. Pretty Funny Women. And then I, you know, just kind of did my own shows and branched off. And I was like, you know, I'm not really that angry. And I got married, and there's nothing funny about it, like a hot girl being married. I don't care who you are. So I was like, I'm just going to do video. But my first show was really scary, but it just wasn't for me. Like the stand up, like the grind, like, okay, like Tim Allen wants to stop by and do a set. You have a freaking audition at 10 a.m. the next day. Like, what are you going
to
do?
You have to be there till like 2 a.m. and wait for your set.
I was like, no, thank you. I'd rather just make video. And then, like, you have to, like, beg all of your friends to come out. You guys know it's the same way with improv, right? Like, come out. They have to pay a cover. They have to drive or take the subway, which is a way bigger commitment, in my opinion. Do you guys take the subway?
We take the subway everywhere. It's great. We love the subway.
Where is it?
It's everywhere in New York.
Google Maps. Google Maps will save you.
Okay. That's how you find it?
Yes.
Will it work underneath? when you're there, like under the ground?
They have.
They're working on it.
They have been expanding the Wi-Fi. They've been doing a fantastic job.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen on the subway? I'm sorry. I need to know this.
I've seen just a lot of homeless people's genitals. And
really?
Butt.
Yeah. I have yet to see
even,
that.
That's not even that weird. To me, like, I feel like I've seen it so often that, like, I'm like, oh, I should get in a different car, but it's...
Is there one that's been kind of impressive or no? Because we have really attractive homeless people in LA. No. Like, they're hot.
They're not so hot.
They're not hot. They're like, no. They're, like, really homeless.
A little
just
weather
like, no.
beaten.
Yeah. It's cold. It's hard to be homeless and cold.
Yeah.
You know?
Everybody looks better with a tan, you know?
Everyone. And they're ripped. No, honestly, their hair looks good. I'm like, they look like they're from the 70s. Like one of those movies. Like, they're hot. I say that all the time. The homeless people in LA are really stunning. Like, you don't even know that they're homeless.
I didn't know.
You know, it's a fine line between hipster and homeless.
It really is, though.
Especially here in Brooklyn.
I know.
So, okay. So, you also post lots of sexy pics on Instagram.
Who, me?
Yes. It's at Sid Wilder. If you guys, while we're talking, want to go check out the bodice. You've got the bikinis, whatever. So, do you feel like, and you just did a signing.
I love Angela, like, describing what she wears, because I think Angela's never owned a piece of lingerie.
I like to wear onesie pajamas.
Really?
I know. They get a little warm.
She's like,
so
but
sometimes,
you got a hot body, girl. You got to wear some...
I mean, we're working on
it. Get that lace and leather out. Come on. Let's do it. I saw you at one of those farms. What was it? With your boyfriend?
Oh, yes. That's the difference, I guess.
That
for Valentine's Day, I did the very sexy act of going to an alpaca farm.
That's what it was. I've never heard
there was
of that
a lot
before.
Of poop on the ground.
I would like to know what Sid's Valentine's
smell
Day
poop
was
in the
like.
Air. Yeah, what did you do? Something similar?
I went to the Box. And it was awesome.
Which are like naked burlesque shows.
Yes. It was amazing. Hot. There was a girl that put a candlestick somewhere and did a puppet show.
So
and then
basically the same Valentine's Day as Angela.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Did I mention that after the alpaca farm, we had dinner with my boyfriend's parents? So it was like totally the same thing.
That's so sweet, though. That's really
there
sweet.
Was a, there was a candle on the dinner table.
That
and it stayed there the whole time. Aww. Didn't disappear anywhere.
No tricks with the candles. That's good. Did you get spit on?
No, the guy that owned the farm, he was very eccentric and wonderful. He was like, no, that's a misconception. They're very kind creatures. But they did smell really bad.
Well, they looked pretty on Instagram. Yeah.
Thank you.
I
Thank
love
you.
The photo with the little sunglasses.
But okay, for you listeners, by this point, hopefully, while we've been talking
about
alpaca farms, you've had enough time to pull up Sid's Instagram.
Right.
And we want to know, do you find in real life that men have boundary issues? They assume because maybe you pose a certain way that when they can also talk to you a certain way. And like, how do you deal with that?
Absolutely. I feel like not only men, but women too. Like once they look at you, it's kind of like you're, you know, a slow person. And I say that in the nicest possible way. Like, oh, there's really nothing else that's happening. And you have really nothing else going on in your life. Like, you're just a hot girl that's not smart.
That's and mostly women treat you that way?
Both, men and women. But men try to, like, take advantage of it. And there's different ways that they can play it. You know, I'm in the room with two gentlemen here. and they're probably going to be like, oh, wow, you hate men. But I don't.
No, and it's okay.
I feel like at this point in my life, like, when I was younger, I used to get really agitated and annoyed. I'm like, don't you know? I'm like, eh. Now I'm like... You know what? You'll either accept me or you won't. I am who I am. Some people will get me. Some people won't. I'm not going to like try to play to an audience that's not listening to me. So it is what it is. But that's kind of how I handle it now. I used to get really angry when I was younger that people couldn't like understand all the things that I do and how hard I work and how creative I am and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you'll see it or you won't. Just because I'm hot, I don't feel like should be like, you know, just because someone went to Harvard or someone went, you know, to whatever. Like, that doesn't make you – we're all still people at the end of the day. So whether you're wearing your clothes or not, and, like, you know, I was bulimic growing up, and, like, I come from a family that has obviously a shitload of issues, which is why I'm in the entertainment industry. And so I work really hard. I was the fat kid, too, growing up. So it was like – you know, I work really hard for the body that I have. I paint my own face. I learned how to do my own makeup. Like, this is like an art.
I like
for
that
me.
You call it painting.
It is. No, it's fuck. Like, look at this. Like, it looks like I was painting. Like, you know what I mean? I have like makeup all over my hand when I was like trying to fix my eyeliner.
It does feel like painting. You know, my husband's a painter, and I'm like,
see?
I'm like, you.
You have to blend.
Sometimes I'm like, you would be really good at doing makeup. You know how to contour and shadow.
Shading.
And paint. He's like, it's not the same. And I'm like, I would love for you to do my makeup one day.
YouTube challenge happening now.
Yeah. There we go.
calling you out.
One thing I love, Sid, is that you made your TV debut in a comedy sketch for the Jay Leno show where you played Bristol Palin.
How funny is that? I totally forgot about that. With Mikey Day. Yes. Oh,
yeah, Mikey Day, who's now a star of SNL. He was one of my favorite writers for a lot of years, and now he was promoted to a feature player.
Yeah, they've been giving him a lot of roles.
Yeah,
good for him.
If it's the same Mikey Day, I don't know how many Mikey Days
it is.
Are.
The same Mikey.
He had the spiky hair. Like,
he's
skinny white guy.
Great on SNL. One of my he writes some of the best sketches. He wrote the one where Kate McKinnon was abducted by aliens, and, like, weird stuff happens to her. And then
she's the best.
Angela and I also loved that we were reading an interview with you where you said that you think that every guy should be able to date Hillary Clinton. If they would think differently.
Well,
they
asked you, like, who are the five women that every man should date? And one of your answers was Hillary Clinton,
I think absolutely. I think men should date a Hillary Clinton in their life. I feel like everyone's got a little Hillary in them, don't you?
Nasty women.
Yes.
Nasty women.
I don't know who the other four were at the time. Was it, which one, who were the other one? I know it wasn't Ivana.
I don't remember. I just remember you answering Hillary Clinton and this misogynistic interviewer saying, ew, gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't a fan. And that was way before, I think, Trump was even, I think that was like 2013. Like, that was like a while ago, right. 12. I don't even remember when it was. It was published much later than when I did the interview.
Well, making your debut as Bristol Palin, have you, like, how politically involved are you?
Not at all.
No.
Okay. Not at all. That's a great question to ask, though, because I will tell you absolutely none. No hablo anything. I don't get involved, unfortunately. Just because I feel I'm from the South, you know, and I, you know, I'm saying this on the probably very liberal podcast. My grandma voted for Trump. And she stays with
we
me.
We all know people who voted for Trump.
We all have extended family.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it's like, and still being from the South and having, like, kind of family, like, very Republican, I personally didn't vote. So I can't go either way. And I know that's horrible. You know, I'm just like, I just don't want to get involved.
Slap on the wrist.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm a bad American. But I'd rather be a bad American than judged either way. You know what I mean?
Right. And you're on social. Like, you are a social media star. The trolls are out there.
It's everywhere.
It is hard. I understand. Like, I mean, I see a lot of, like, comedians that I love, like Patton Oswalt, getting trolled every day and bullied by these terrible people that live in their basement and have nothing better to do.
Exactly.
So I get the fear of expressing yourself.
It's probably hard enough to get trolled without speaking out.
Well, no, I feel like with the industry that I'm in, everybody's liberal. So if you're not liberal, then you're going to get, and I'm nothing. I'm, like, just very, like, neutral. You know what I mean? I don't go either way. But since my family is so Republican, I have to live with that. And so it's like, oh, like, I feel like I can't express my opinion there. And then I can't, like, if I do, like, express any opinion, I'm going to get judged because they follow me. So it's like, I can't really. I just rather not. I just rather not.
We all have to pick our battles.
Yeah.
You really do. And, like, I feel like the reason I'm here is to, like, make people laugh at themselves and feel better about themselves and who they are and get to express themselves in that way. Like, I feel like that's important because whoever you voted for, it's who you are as a person at the end of the day. You know what I mean? How you treat people. Because it doesn't matter who you voted for. Like, how are you going to treat the person that's next to you on the subway that's playing with their genitals?
You're part of
with the acceptance and love.
You're part of the kindness campaign.
I really am. I know. I'm like, the whole vibe in here totally died, you guys. Nobody's looking at me.
No. Well, that's what politics will do.
I know. I know you girls are totally, like, really political people, right? You're really into it.
I mean,
we did the marches. Postcard party last night, but we don't judge.
I would have gone to your postcard party.
All right.
I just wouldn't have posted about it because then I wouldn't want my family to not talk to me because my grandma is really serious.
We don't
want to
piss off Sid's grandma.
She lives with me, so it's like, it's a lot. I take care of her because my grandfather died. So, yeah. It's a lot. That's what I mean. It's the sentimental stuff. It's the layers. Layers.
We get it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and my grandfather worked for Bush.
God.
Yeah.
Well, back on brand. Our show is called This Is Why You're Single. What's
I am almost single.
You're almost single.
I'm almost single. I am going through a divorce. I don't recommend getting married, especially when you're 23. I highly recommend getting a prenup if you do decide to get married. Because it helps everything. Marriage is like a business contract, you know? It really is, if you break it down. Did you guys get a prenup?
We did not.
Oh, snap! He owns half the podcast.
If you get divorced every other week, I'll host with Nick.
Okay, that's legal. She said it right now. It's legal.
You have it's fine, fine by me.
That would be very interesting.
We joke that Angela and Nick are very similar. So.
Well, we're born on the same day.
Yeah. No. Yes. What day is that?
September 18th. Virgos.
I love it. September 18th. I have a joke about that. Like all your parents hook up over the holidays, which is why a September babies end up here on the 26th. I feel like I need to plan if I'm going to have a party this year, like a month in advance, just so I can like get everyone booked, you know, don't you think? Like how do you guys have the same party? Like same day?
I feel like we've never done
a joint party.
The words didn't come out. I was like, joint. What's that word?
I feel like usually you're celebrating Nick's birthday and you've never been able to attend.
No, sorry.
Maybe one day.
That's what happens when you're in a relationship, though.
I know. He takes precedence over me. It's okay.
Sid, do you feel like as a social personality, do you feel like you had to like announce your divorce because your fans already knew?
No, I didn't actually acknowledge my marriage because I wanted to make that very, you know, clear because I wanted to be just about the work. I didn't want it to be about like I wasn't really into social media when I started doing sketches. I was on Funny or Die and I was like, you know, doing my views on Funny or Die. And that's what all I wanted to do. I didn't want it to be about anything else.
Yeah, it could have like maybe I feel like similar to us in different ways, it could like hurt the brand if people knew you were married.
Exactly. Well, of course it would. I was like doing the hot girl thing. I would have absolutely ruined it because nobody wants to hear about that. So, at least guys, anyways, and that's my demographic, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah, so I didn't talk about it and now I am because I'm like, well, and I try to be very conservative because, man, some days I just want to like go off, but I don't. I don't.
How long were you married?
2 years. Just 2 years. It was long enough, but I got married really fast and that was like part of my problem. Like my grandfather just passed away and then my stepfather killed himself 3 weeks after that. God. And then my boyfriend who died 2 years ago, we broke up for like the 10th time. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like madly in love. And it was really impulsive and it was just like really bad timing. And I just fell for the wrong guy. And I figured that out 6 months into it, but tried to fix it. And then I realized that was definitely not my fault to fix. So there's my life story.
Wow. No, it sounds like, that sounds like a rough, you had like a lot of loss in your life in a very short amount of time. You probably wanted someone's shoulder to lean on. Yeah, it makes sense.
And I thought I had that, but it's okay. Cause I learned that you have to like fix that within yourself. You can't like put that like on another person. Not that I was putting that on another person. They were wanting that role.
Yeah.
They were just the wrong person. I booked the wrong person for that role.
How did you meet that person? Are you an online dater? Or?
No, I like in person sort of things, which is by the way why I like don't make such a big deal about the political stuff. Yeah. I'm like I have some heavy stuff to handle.
I
met him out at the Beverly Hills Hotel because, you know,
did he know who you were? Would you ever date a fan?
Yeah, I mean, I would think that, like, you know, I don't know. I like to date people that are nice people, and I don't like to be hoodwinked. And I'm not going to be jaded from everything that's happened to me because I try to keep, like, I work really hard on my mental health, and I'm very, like, I'm a big advocate of mental health. Like, people, like, therapy is awesome. You
we
know
both
what I mean?
Have therapists.
Yeah, therapy is awesome.
It's a great thing.
I think everybody in this world could benefit from a little therapy.
Exactly.
Could not agree more.
Exactly.
Maybe all three of us are just saying it because we're comedians, and comedians are known to be a little cray cray.
Completely crazy, batshit crazy, very fucked up. which is why I'm so glad to meet you, girl.
I know, just three fucked up comedians.
But no, in person. I prefer in person.
So now that you're back on the market, or close to being back up on the market. No Tinder for you.
I only use Tinder for writing. Like I will, and like
the. What do you mean for like inspiration?
Just to see what the crazy things people are talking about. But I've never swiped right. I just love to look at like the because you can't look at it. Like I'm not going to take one of my friend's phones and just like go through it. I'm not going to download my grandma's phone because. It's just not going to happen. Like, that wouldn't work out very well.
Dating when you live with your grandma, what's that like?
Well, and my mom and my sister.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like,
how do you bring a guy home when you've got like a whole crew?
I don't really. I don't. It's a big crew. It's a really big crew.
That is a crew. That's a little, that's overwhelming for a man, I would think.
It is really overwhelming. It's a lot. It's a lot. But yeah, no, I don't really date that much. I'm a workaholic. Like literally I just stay home and I work and I grind really hard. That sounded like so different. But you
men
know what
like
I mean?
That.
I
the hustle. The hustle.
I hustle really hard. Yeah, no, I that's why my numbers are growing so fast. Like that's all I do is just like think about different ways to work. That's my boyfriend. That's my husband. It's hard. Guys ask me out all the time and I just look at them and I'm like, no, I can't. I don't have time right now. Because I'm like, I want to make the investment while I'm still in my 20s, like, in myself. Because, like, guys are always going to be there. They're just, like, clubs and alcohol and, like, partying and, like, whatever. No, they are. It's like they're always going to be around. I mean, God forbid. Like, you know, unless something else happens in this world. Hey.
There's some virus where all the men die. All
right? Mm. But, I mean, obviously there's always, like, an exception. But I haven't found that person that's just like, oh, my gosh, I want you to knock me off my feet right now and, like, carry me away and into the sunset off Mulholland.
That's totally, you're totally doing it right, though. It's so sad when we'll get emails from girls sometimes that are in their 20s and are, like, basically hate their boyfriends and are like, should I break up with him? And the answer is always yes.
Yes.
Guys. Enjoy your 20s.
Yes.
There's no reason to be unhappy.
Exactly. Like, why stay with someone if they're still making you unhappy? Like, yeah. Why? Like, you're just going to torture. It's like that Sex and the City episode where, like, she won't shut up about Big. Do you remember? And, like, she's annoying.
Like, every episode.
Well, yeah, but, like, one time the girls are finally like, you need to get help, and that's where she met Burger.
Mm.
Do you remember?
Yeah. He was also kind of a cray-cray.
Of course he was. Hello.
Post-it note.
I mean,
post a note, Burger. Post a note, breakup.
He did that. At least I actually almost had that happen to me once. It was more my stuff, but I kind of knew it was coming. But like my stuff was this for Sid. I'll never forget that one. Ugh,
he like put your stuff out with a note that said for
post
Sid.
It said for Sid. Thank you.
That's terrible.
I know.
So, Sid. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say we were talking about your family a little bit before. Mm-hmm. Your sister has an interesting job.
She does. Very interesting job. Porn. And then the other one is a writer. She actually has Reckless Juliets, which I'm one of the executive producers on.
Cool.
Very dark teenage drama. Awesome. Really proud of her. But she is very dark. And I used her in my stand-up, so I don't know if you guys have seen it. I have a writer who like hates me. She's gone through it. All right. She's gone through it in life. And she takes it a different way. She's more of like the darker, edgy... You know, kind of hates everything. Yeah. She's more New York.
All right.
She would live in New York. Love Not that New York is bad, but like,
no,
she
but we
would
hate
love
everything.
This. She would love this. She would love the weather. She would love the people. She loves that. I'm like, why are you still in LA? But she is. She lives with me. So.
But you've said your family is in the porn business. Does that mean grandma?
My family? No. Just my sister.
Okay.
Spencer.
Okay. No, I didn't know. I was like, is grandma also in the porn business?
Oh, she would. No, my grandma won't even let me say. I can't even curse around my grandma. She's so like, you okay. know, religious and conservative. She bless her heart.
So how did your sister get into porn? And what has made you stay away from porn?
Well, I mean, obviously I'm on borderline. Okay. I'm like pretty close hand bra. I lived in LA at 16, moved out from Georgia. It's like a little bit of a story. I gotta like remember it in my mind and like say it correctly. Okay, so I kind of grew up at the Playboy Mansion, and I saw a lot of girls, you know, get into really bad
how
situations.
Does one grow up at the yeah. Playboy Mansion?
Well, do tell.
I've been there like every day, but like, you know, my sister was always there working, and I would go with her, and then I would go to the parties, and I had, you know, fake ID, and I was friends with all the other girls that were up there and that were the girlfriends, and you know, I was actually on a couple of the Girls Next Door episodes underage, and you know, so it's like that's why I say kind of like grew up there, and I grew up around those that kind of world, like that's like a very false world, and I saw a lot of girls, you know, overdose. I saw a lot of girls, you know, just in shitty bad situations, and unfortunately my sister was with she got with a guy that was not good. He was a former drug dealer who had no other career and got her into doing solo videos, and then they broke up. Finally she broke up with him. Very yeah. like classy story. And he got out of the picture, thank God, and she was like, well, it's already out there, so I might as well just do porn. But she only does women, so she doesn't really think that she's in porn, which is like really reality. That's like, she really thinks that. I'm like, okay. She's like, it's classier that way. That's what she says. I'm like, yes, it is. You're right. It could be worse. Because technically every guy like agrees with that answer like immediately.
Really?
If you ask a guy that question, women, totally different. But in her mind. And you know what? I used to make fun of it a lot, and now it's kind of like, whatever, it is what she does. Like, when you can't control what someone else does, she's not hurting anybody. I mean, other than maybe herself, but she won't acknowledge it. So what are you going to do? She's not going to listen to this podcast, so I'm not really that worried about it. Unless someone, like, tweets, like a little thing from it, she won't listen to it. So, I mean, and she'll probably forget about it if she does. But that's my sister. You know, I love her, and do I want that for her? No, definitely would not have been my first choice, but it is what it is.
How did she end up at the Playboy Mansion?
Oh, she was a playmate.
Oh.
She's Miss October.
Oh, okay. So she went. Do a lot of Playboy playmates end up in porn, or is that not
She's
typically?
One of the very few. No, because they look very down upon that.
Right?
Like, I would think Playboy so. Does?
I'm sorry?
Playboy does?
Yeah, they do. Oh, isn't that ironic?
So have they kind of distanced themselves from her?
They completely did, yeah. She's like blacklisted and they don't want anything to do with her, which I found it very strange that they reached out to me a couple years ago and they're like, hey, you want to be in the... Like, I wasn't nude. It was, and they don't do nudity anymore anyway, but...
No, they just changed it again.
They did?
Yes. Hugh Hefner's son has said he's taking Playboy back to the roots and they're going to do nudity again, but they're trying to make it in like a free the nipple kind of way.
Okay, well, good.
Trying to do it in a feminist way.
Oh.
Well, let's see how they do that. I hope they succeed.
You know, free the nipple is part of like the feminist movement.
Right,
so he's,
right.
He's trying to align himself with the...
Smart.
With the nasty women.
Hey, yeah. There you go. Get it.
We'll see how successful he is.
You know what? I wish them a lot of success. I really do. I want them to have it because I think... I really do enjoy their brand. I've always been a huge fan of Playboy. When I was little, I used to like look at the magazine. I know that sounds so weird, but like I would analyze the posing and the way that they styled everything and like where the camera was, like how they would shoot it and the lights. And I do all that stuff on my shoots now because I produce all my own shoots.
Your shoots
just,
are beautiful.
Like, on set.
I was looking at a picture where you're doing the splits in like a cheerleading outfit. I was like, I wish I had that photo.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to remember which one that was. It's great.
You had a football.
I was going to say, who?
There was a football.
Oh, yeah. That was for the app Fire Fan that I was promoting at the time.
It's great.
Well, I don't know. Laura does some yoga, so maybe you could do that. My body does not.
It doesn't work
go
that
in
way.
That position.
It's
so.
Okay. It doesn't have to.
It would be cool if it did, though.
Well, you can work towards it. I can help you out, girl.
Maybe after the show.
Yeah, after the
show. We'll do some stretches.
Yeah, I can help you because it takes some time. You know, like I was a gymnast when I was growing up, so that's why, like, you know, it's like in my bones and my body, like muscle memory. People are like, "How'd you do that?" I was like, I'm just one of those bitches that's like, you know, like those girls are naturally pretty.
That's a great name for your autobiography.
I'm just one of those bitches. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm going to write that down.
On that note, I think it's time for us to jump into what's in the news.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. I know all about this.
Angela, what have you been reading about in the news?
So actually I have an article from Playboy.
Perfect.
Oh, my gosh. What is happening?
They're talking about this new app that promises to protect your sex tapes. This is written by Bobby Box. I assume that's not a made-up name for Playboy.
Have you guys read it? Oh.
Okay. So if apparently half of millennial men have copped to sending pictures of their penises.
Oh, gosh.
Not a surprise. That's why there's this new app called Remuki. They're branding themselves as a prenup for sex tapes. Very relevant to what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It's derived from the Japanese to English transition for room key. The app works by only allowing those involved in the video to view the content after it's captured. And it's basically to avoid, like, there's like the whole issue of revenge porn.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So, like, this in theory would stop that if you trust the app.
We all know that's not possible. All you have to do is take another video camera and video your phone.
Exactly.
There's no safe way to do a sex tape. Sorry, Remuki.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know guys about Sneakaboo? Like you can like save the Snapchats that people like send you
without them knowing.
Yep.
Oh, that would feels you guys, like it should be illegal.
Would you guys make a sex tape? Angela, would you ever make a sex tape?
No.
Yes, you would.
I would if I thought that nobody could see it. Like if I thought that Remuki was legit, I would do it.
Really?
But I don't trust Remuki. Sorry. Unless they want to like be a sponsor on the podcast.
I know. And then you're like, oh yeah, I know. I'm like, I made all mine underage, so I'm good.
You've made a sex tape?
I was like 17, so it's like it's not going anywhere.
Do you know where it is?
Yes.
You have access to it.
Yes.
And the other person does not.
No.
That's great.
Yeah.
You're in a great situation.
And I don't need to make another one. So it's like I got it out of my system, you know? So I was like, I don't need to do it again. I'm good.
I guess what being underage is the good part because, you know, they could never.
Well, they would get arrested,
yeah,
right?
Everyone would. Yeah. If they were trying to do anything with it.
So moral of the story, if you make a sex tape, do it while you're underage.
Yeah.
No, that is not the moral of the story.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But legally, you know, I was thinking about that because I get that question a lot. Do you like do nudes? Or I get actually asked on a daily basis to send nudes. I'm like, no, no, no. I would like to not do that. So annoying. Do you guys get that too, or is it just me?
No. I don't know why. No one has ever asked me to send a nude. Wow. I have plenty of them. I'm just waiting for someone to ask me.
It hurts,
I mean,
guys.
Come on. Hello. What the hell? Her husband's in the room.
Why don't people want our nudes?
I don't know. I think I looked very nice at the alpaca farm.
I was thinking about that. You at the alpaca farm with like the free the nipple sort of situation and the sunglasses too, like matching. Dude,
maybe
that
like
needs
a
to happen.
Fur bikini.
Can you, oh my God, can you produce a nude photo shoot for Angela and I at an alpaca farm?
Absolutely.
We can do like boudoir shots.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
I don't know if I should be offended. Before I got married, I asked Nick, I said, hey, I'd like to shoot like a boudoir like photo shoot for you for the wedding. He said no. He said
why?
I don't want it.
Why?
I don't know. He's in the room. Can you ask him?
Yeah, why?
Producer Nick.
I can't talk up.
He didn't want my naked pictures.
I have a reverse question because you asked me that earlier. How do people react? So how do you react when you see girls like that? Like that have their like
I say
that are
I
done well.
Wish I had that body.
Do you really?
Most, I think that's what women look at. They're like
I don't. I have plenty. I have like a lot of friends that are models that are always that do like I don't know like swim week and they're always in bikinis and I don't. I'm like
but they're always in shape.
Yeah,
that's so annoying, isn't it?
What are you talking about? Have you looked in the mirror?
But like, okay, I go through my phases, girl. Like, I can gain and lose weight. Like, I go through my phases. You know what I mean? And I'm not always on it, especially when I'm writing. You guys know how it is. You have your deadlines or you're editing and you're just sitting there and you have nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you can't work out.
And you're like, fuck, my six pack is now a five pack.
Yeah.
Right?
And
four
then
pack.
They call you, shut up.
Hey, okay, fine. My 12, all right, that didn't make, 12 pack is now just a six pack. I don't know.
I get a layer. I get a layer over.
I can't imagine that it's that bad for you.
It's winter. I'm sure it's keeping you warm
it
for
is
the winter.
So it's so bad. No, because I've had a lot of surgeries this last year, and so it's like sometimes I can't work out like physically, and it sucks because I'm like the type of person that has to stay on my game or else like I'll gain weight. It's bad.
Surgeries, are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm in partial remission with cervical cancer. So I had two surgeries last year, found out right after my divorce. I'm telling you guys, I am like a hot ticket.
This was all in the last year.
Yeah.
Was it HPV related?
Uh-huh, 16.
HPV is some scary shit.
I had the vaccination, the Gardasil vaccination in 2011, so I'm the 1% that still was able to contract that. Yeah.
That sucks.
Man. Yeah, I know, right?
That sucks. I mean, like they say,
it is what it is.
Everyone has HPV, basically.
Everyone. Yeah. But there's four, they say the main four, but there's really 13 strains that can cause any type of cancer-related problem.
I had a HPV, and I had to get like a leap done where they like scrape it out of you.
That's
sorry,
like a light
TMI.
Version. No, no.
It was it was scary. It's like pre-cancer stuff. But I'm clear. HPV is gone.
This is why it's important to go to your gyno gals.
Normalize HPV.
Normalize HPV and also stay faithful to your partner so that way you don't give them anything.
Or wrap it up.
Exactly. Condoms are really sexy.
Do you guys want to know what I've been reading about?
Well, before we do though, you never said if you have done a sex tape or would.
I've never done a
That's
sex tape.
That's the most
tape.
Important question.
I would do a sex tape if I could on. Like also know that nobody could see it, and then I could like watch it first to make sure I liked all my angles.
Oh my God, and the lighting was good.
I'm very particular about, I mean, Angela knows whenever we take a picture, I have to be on the left.
You know, oh
so
my gosh.
So in your sex tape, you would have to be on the left.
If we were rolling around and I ended up on the right, we would have to stop the video.
Why do I like see this happening at the farm as well? Like this should all happen at the farm.
There would have to be really high production value for it. Yeah.
Good lighting.
I'd feel bad for the crew though, having to smell all the shit.
All right, guys, on topic. I have been reading, I got this press release from wallethub.com. It was about the states in the United States that are the best for single people and the worst for single people. So I wanted you guys to guess what you think is the best state to be in for single people and what's the worst.
LA is the worst.
Okay, you think
hands
LA?
Hands down, yeah.
I can't decide if I think New York is one of the best or one of the worst. Because there's lots of single people, but none of them are connecting.
So, you said LA was the worst?
LA is the worst. They're so spoiled. They're so spoiled.
LA was the third best for single people. New York was actually number six, Angela. Sid, your hometown of Georgia was number 33. The worst was Mississippi.
That doesn't surprise me.
So you guys want some more fun facts about where to date when you're single?
Please. Yes.
Okay. It said the District of Columbia has the highest share of single adults. Apparently close to 70% are single.
That makes sense.
Yeah. North Dakota has the lowest unemployment rate for a single population, which means they have some money to take you out on a nice date.
Hey.
Hey.
Get it.
DC also has the most full service restaurants. per 100,000 residents. So a lot of restaurants, a lot of options of where to go. Wyoming has the most movie theaters per residence.
That's scary.
Another good place to go. Scary?
Yeah, like with all the shootings, and then my dad's from there, and they're weird.
I don't think like more movie theaters means more shootings.
Well, just the odds are higher.
That's what
I guess.
I'm thinking. Like that's the first thing. Isn't that sad with like everything that's happened?
I don't know if it works that way, but if you are worried about crime, Vermont has the lowest violent crime per 100,000 citizens. So Sid, if you're worried about going to a movie theater and being shot,
go in Vermont.
You should be safe in Vermont.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I feel like I should go to all these states and just find someone to date, and then like that could be a show.
Yeah, test out each state.
There you go.
Let us know how it goes. Guys, it is time for us to jump into our mailbox, but first let's take a moment to thank some of our sponsors. All right, Angela, what do we have in our mailbox for Sid to help us answer?
Oh, wow. Okay, we have an email from Kat. Kat needs your help, Sid. She's 24 years old. She says, I matched with a guy on Tinder. Okay. We met up for drinks and really hit it off. We go out on 3 to 4 more really good dates before I decide to sleep with him.
Okay. Fair amount of time to wait.
I agree. The sex was amazing and things were good for a few more days before he started canceling plans and his communication with me severely decreased.
Uh-oh.
Of course.
So I think maybe it's an like, okay, obviously.
Wait, there's more. There's more to the question.
There's more. It's kind of a long one.
Okay, good, good. Thank you for telling
me. This is a big situation.
Okay.
Okay. Eventually, I just never heard from him and I decided to move on. No big deal. All right. Well, a few weeks later, he texts me and says he just got scared with how well things were going and that he really liked me and he was sorry, blah, blah, blah.
I'm calling bullshit already, but keep going.
I'm also calling bullshit. So I agree to hang out again, and of course we hook up. Now after this time, he goes dark again. Shocker. She said, this time I think, okay, I'm not going to let this happen. In the following weeks, he texts me a few more times trying to start conversations, but I ignore them. After multiple texts with no response, I finally cave in, thanks to my good friend, alcohol, and respond with, hey, I had fun with you, but I think we're on different pages as far as what we're looking for in a relationship. Sorry. He comes back with, well, you never told me what you were looking for. I hate this guy.
I know, I hate him too. He sounds like such a player.
So to set things straight, I told him I had wanted to keep hanging out like we were, but I wasn't interested in just being a hookup. About a month has passed since I last saw or hung out with him, and within the last couple of weeks, he has been consistent with trying to hang out with me. Do you think trying it again, but taking sex off the table for a while would be my best option to see if he is looking for something more serious, or should I just drop him altogether and tell him not to contact me?
Drop him altogether. It doesn't sound like it's like even worth it. Right? It sounds like he's a player or he's got a girlfriend and he's not really serious about her. And like the sex obviously is the only good thing about this guy.
Why do you see him coming back to her?
Probably because he's like bored. Maybe he's bored with whoever he's with and he's just like playing the game. That's what it sounds like to me.
I think she's on the bench. Remember we read that article about how guys like to have their main squeeze, their starter, and then they've got like a bench.
Yep. She's definitely the bench.
I think she's like a bench that he's kind of like, I'm going to play you a little bit in like spring practice.
Yeah. The side chick. She's the side chick. Yeah. I hate that. I hate that too. Like, and I hate the analogy too because this is so true. It's like, you know, when they have filet mignon every night and then they just went like, and I hate that I'm with a married couple and I'm saying this, I'm so sorry because I know that you're not like that.
No judges.
Totally different. But then they just want like a greasy cheeseburger, you know? Like sometimes they just want like a, you know, it's like they have filet mignon, but they just want that greasy cheeseburger sometimes. And it's like, you're gross. But that's what that guy sounds like he's doing.
You think Kat's the greasy cheeseburger?
Or is she the steak?
She's the filet mignon.
Oh, okay.
She's the filet mignon, but he doesn't fucking see that.
Been going out for burgers,
but she's been acting like the greasy cheeseburger.
I'm trying to follow this analogy.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. That you make. Who's
the
sense?
Who's the sea bass in this?
Sam.
Where's the?
Yeah, Sam's the sea bass.
What about the dog?
Yeah, who's the lasagna option?
Those are great jokes, actually. Those are really great jokes. Do you know who told me that analogy? An Uber driver.
Really?
Yeah.
They're the wisest people.
They really are. I'm like, how did we get this deep, Uber?
Or Lyft. Lyft, which is our sponsor of this episode.
Even wiser.
I literally almost fell sitting down. I don't know how that's possible.
We have very spinny chairs.
I think about ride sharing apps, I just fall to the ground.
There. He was my free therapist.
So I agree. I think that Kat should listen to Sid's advice.
Drop it.
Drop this guy. She's given him way too many chances at this point. Angela, do you agree?
I do agree.
Yeah. Love yourself. Love yourself more. Yeah. You know, yeah. You deserve better.
Date a guy that's not a flip-flopper. I don't like his flip-floppy attitude.
Exactly.
I don't like
it either. Because there are guys out there that are good guys that are, you know, serious about committing. He's just not one of them.
Exactly. That was simple, easy advice. I like
it. Yeah.
You got straight to it, Sid.
Sometimes it's hard when you're the one in it to see what the best choice is.
Because your hormones and all the oxytocin is like, ooh, you know, mm-hmm. You're on a drug. Basically.
Yeah. If you guys want your listener questions answered, or if you have funny text messages from an app you want to share, email us at contact@thisiswhyyoursingleshow.com. You can also find all of our contact info on our website at thisiswhyyoursingleshow.com. We're getting to the end here, guys. It is time for us to dive into our reason of the week. Before we jump into our reason of the week, I want to remind all of our listeners, because I forgot to earlier, that we are going to be at South by Southwest on March 11th at 3 p.m. at the North Door with the HeadGum Podcast Showcase.
I'm so excited for you guys. Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Wow, Sid is the most excited, more excited
That's
than we are.
Huge. That's come, so cool.
Come see us.
Oh my gosh, I would love to. That would be a great excuse to fly. I'm like, I'm seeing my friends.
I hope our listeners are excited as Sid is.
Oh my gosh, that's huge.
We're going to be doing a live podcast recording and hanging out and talking with our listeners. We're going to sign books if you have them. We'll chat. Tickets are just $10. You can get them at thisiswhyyoursingleshow.com. Click on our events page. All right. Got that out of the way.
Go, you guys. You have to go. Please, I'll put it on my my social media, too.
Oh, thanks.
You text me and remind me, I'll do it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Fantastic. okay, guys. It is time for our reason of the week. Angela?
This week's reason is own your sex appeal.
Yes.
We picked that issue this week because, Sid, you're a great example of owning your sex appeal.
Thank you.
While still being a strong woman.
Yes, girl. You have to. Be confident in yourself. There's nothing wrong with, you know, being a sexy girl. Just don't be a slut.
Well, the thing is,
and be smart.
Be sexy for yourself, not for other people.
And if you want to hook up and hook up every night, do it. But do it
be
for
safe.
Yourself. But
right. Be safe.
Yeah, be safe and don't do it for other people.
Yeah, exactly. You have to enjoy it.
Sid, what's the way that people can own their own sex appeal while ignoring the haters?
You know what? Like, I feel like what I said in the beginning of the podcast, like, don't care about what anyone else thinks. Like, play to your own audience, which is yourself. Call back to what we just said.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that.
Don't care.
On that note, it is time for our Reason of the Week breakdown.
Your dog is like, I'm so over this.
We're just getting started.
Resting dog face.
You have to own your own sexuality, whatever it is. But to own it, you have to know it. We are going to get to know Sid's sexual energy in a game that we call Would You Rather
the Sex Appeal Edition.
Oh my gosh, this sounds amazing. I love games like this.
We came up with some pretty weird ones.
I love this. It's so Andy Cohen of you.
Angela, kick it off.
Okay, Sid. Would you rather hear a guy catcall you every time you're on the toilet or get dick pics every time you're at a funeral?
Totally catcall me on the toilet, for sure, because I spend a lot of time in the toilet. Yeah. I actually have a thing over my toilet that says Sid's office, because it's like basically like my office.
Right, so then all you need is a guy being like, hey, pussycat.
I mean, what's better than a compliment when you're taking a shit? Like, oh, you're so beautiful and you're shitting? Come on.
That's true.
That sounds so much better.
You've convinced me.
And then, like, if he's doing the cat call while, like, the shit is dropping, it's like, you might need that for a sound effect in something, you guys.
Right, some ambient noise.
Love it. Love that answer. Next up, boobs or butts on women? Go.
Gosh, that's a hard question. Because, you know, everyone's all about the ass right now, but I think they're taking it a little too far. No, they are. Because, like, I love both, but... I mean, when it's over-injected and, like, oh, like, there's the implant is just too... Like, I'm thinking, like, what's going to happen to their butt when the implant, they have to change out the implant and they
do
get
a lot
older.
Of people have implants. I always thought when people are like, oh, that's a butt implant, I'm like, no, no, who? I don't know anyone that has a butt implant.
I know a lot of girls that have them and they look great and they like, they're really hard. So it's like, shit, it's like she did like a million squats. Like, that's so cool. But it's like, you know, when the implant gets saggy, like, you know,
I've never.
Oh, I have breast implants and I've had them for a long time. So like, you know,
but you have to switch them out every 10 years, right?
You're supposed to, but I've had mine for over 10 years.
Really?
I've had mine for 10 years. Don't do the math on that.
See, I
got mine when I was 16.
I have no problem with that. I would probably, I'd like to get my little mini bees up. But the,
you've
the
said that before.
The maintenance would be just, I don't want to be 70 and being like, oh, I got to.
Redo
I got to get it.
Like, I think who, by, no. seven, by 70, though, you just let it
You let it
hang,
rip.
Right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's
I don't
dangerous.
Have
is it?
I know it is dangerous. I wasn't thinking about the medical.
No, I just mean when you're like 70, if you don't switch them out and you've gone like 30 years, right?
I mean, it could be depending on what type you have. I have water, so it's just going to be water. You know, like if you have like a metal implant.
There's
I don't see
water ones now?
Well, it's saline.
Like water
saline
beds?
Water. Yeah, basically, no, it like makes water bed water noises. Beds. Like, I'm not kidding. Aww. I made a sketch about it. Like, boob farts. Because my, it will, like, people are like, is that your stomach? I'm like, no, it's just my boobs. Like, it's.
Wait,
so can people
can
hear
do,
the ocean when they
it basically
put
it's like the ocean. Sometimes like they'll make those noises and I'm like, "Oh, sorry."
Oh, you're like a seashell.
I'm a seashell of emotions.
So, boobs or butts? What have we decided?
Fuck. I can't. What are you like? Are you a butt or boob girl?
I have a big butt, so I'm going with butts because I got it. I have to own my booty.
Same. I only have a butt.
So, we only have a butt, so we have to go with butt. Angela and I are the itty-bitty titty committee.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay. Well, honestly, like, that's why I brought up butts first, because I'm like, I wish I had that, because I used to have a big ass, and then I lost weight, and then I lost my ass. And so I was like, I care more about my abs, and now I'm eating. I had sprinkles last night. So I'm like, I'm one of those date, like, it depends on the day. So I'll go with ass today.
All right.
Okay. I'll be a part of the community, because I have fake boobs.
I like it. Should I be doing my game show wind noise in between?
I guess so.
Do it.
Great answer.
Every answer is the right answer.
there's no wrong one, like, no. You
nope.
suck leave.
No. Nope. Okay, what's sexier? A completely hairless man, including eyebrows and head, or a guy whose entire penis shaft is covered in fuzzy hair?
Totally nude. Like, no hair. Love that.
No,
love
eyebrows.
No eyebrows,
no eyelashes. I can live with that.
Okay.
All right. That was a quicker answer.
Well, they were two very distinct things.
All right. Any guys that have a, what would it be when you have no eyebrows?
Oh, alopecia.
Is it alopecia? Yeah, right? I was thinking alopecia, but I wasn't sure if that
I get confused
included
with
eyebrows.
But that's the stuff that you take for your hair.
I think that makes you have no alopecia.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm. All right. Next up, would you rather have your hair extensions fall into your spaghetti on a first date or your eyelashes fall into your drink?
Hair extensions, because eyelashes is way harder to glue on, and I hate it when your eyelashes is lifting and no one freaking says anything to you because you look crazy. Like, hair, whatever, it happens, it doesn't matter, but like eyelash, that's like the shape of your face that's being like really fucked up and altered and no one's saying anything, so you look cockeyed and crazy and it's hard to glue back on, and you don't want to glue back on when it's been in your drink, because what if there's salt in your drink or sugar in your drink and then it affects your eye? No.
And then all of a sudden your eyes watery, your makeup's running.
That's not happening. Yeah. You're gonna look like a bad clown.
Couldn't agree more.
I agree on that one, yeah. You made a strong case for that one.
Thank you.
Strong case.
Really thought it through.
Okay. Butts or balls? On
butts.
Men, obviously.
Butts. Who cares? Do balls matter?
No.
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 Unless they're like too big.
Exactly. And then they're hurting you.
If they're a problem.
If they're a
comically
problem.
Large.
That's not okay. Like, I don't understand what the big deal is.
I don't even notice the balls.
I know.
Maybe I should pay more attention to them.
Well, men are obsessed with their balls. I don't care
I don't
about
get
balls.
It. I don't care. I'm sorry,
we,
guys.
We don't care.
I'm sorry. I don't care about your balls. I just don't. No feelings.
We're agreeing on all of these answers.
Yeah.
Good.
Would you rather date a guy who tells you he masturbates to you or date a guy who has never masturbated ever? I don't know what's weirder.
I just hate it. One guy said to me, he's like, you know, I stopped watching porn when I met you. And I was like, is that a fucking compliment? Like, ooh. Really? Thank you. And then he like didn't tell me till after the fact that he liked girl porn. And like that whole fucking topic is ruined for me. Like, don't even go there. I guess.
Does he know about your sister?
He didn't at the time.
Oh, that so, must have blown his mind.
I know. I'm like, I don't watch porn with anybody. I hate porn. I am not a porn person. I just can't stand it.
You ever watched your sister's porn?
Never. But like, I've had people tell me that the pop-up ads happen and she was one of them. And Wow. It was some asshole guy too that he was like, she should really work on her acting. And I'm like, you need my to just God. Shut the fuck up. Like, how about that?
Who's watching porn for the acting?
Exactly. Well, actually, I had to coach my sister on one of her scenes. It was the funniest thing.
Like, you were running lines with her?
Yes.
Like, know your motivation.
Wait, please walk me through what the lines of this porn were.
It was some city. I had to help her Google it, and I can't even remember it now. And it was so funny. It was like, it wasn't Pakistan, but it was like Kazakhstan. It wasn't that. It was something that was similar to one of those words, and I was trying to help her pronounce
Uzbekistan?
No, it wasn't that. But
this was a line in a porn?
Yeah, because they were talking about, she was playing like a biochemist or something, or some scientist. It was a lot of dialogue, and she wasn't used to it, and I had to help her with it, and it was hysterical. It was really, because she's really sensitive. So
that's like, a porn I can get behind.
Yeah. They basically rip everything off the L word. Like, that's what they do. They like parody everything. But I guess a guy not masturbating would be probably weirder, because it means his performance would really suck. I think, right?
Interesting.
I agree. Yeah. So I did the win.
Need the experience.
Yeah. What's next, Angela?
Next is, what would make you feel sexier, landing the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover or a Comedy Central stand-up half hour?
Comedy Central stand-up half hour. That would be amazing. Really? Yeah, that would be way more sexy to me.
What about you, Angela?
Same answer.
I have the opposite answer.
Really?
Yes. I knew it.
Because I've seen people, they do their like half hour and nothing comes of them. But like if you do a Sports Illustrated cover, like you have a platform, all of a sudden they're bringing you on talk shows. And once you're in talk shows, you could be doing your stand up on all the talk
shows.
But
the question is, what makes you feel sexier?
Or you, that is exactly
but maybe,
the question.
But great widespread success makes you feel sexier.
I feel like if you get a publicist, you can do any of that. It doesn't really matter. I honestly,
that is true.
It is true. Yeah.
Your publicist reached out to us, so
exactly. Well, hey, I think this all relates back to the boudoir shoot. I'm just saying. No,
on the alpaca farm.
All right. Well, it needs to happen.
Two against one. So that's a win.
Yeah. I feel like I'm gonna just make you do one. I'm like hanging out with me for like a couple days and be like, girl, you have like 17 photos now.
Can you give us like a few weeks to like hit the gym?
Just Photoshop.
To tone up.
Just Photoshop. Yeah. It's fine. Everyone does it.
I think there's a lot to photo.
No. Oh, stop it.
At that point, someone could just draw us. We wouldn't even have to be there.
Stop it.
We need a graphic designer.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical. That's a really good joke. You need to keep that one.
I'm going to go back through this podcast and listen to every time you say that's a good joke. We'll have a stand-up routine. All right, last one. Best way to deal with a catcaller: ignore and keep walking, or do you scream, shut up, you misogynist?
Honestly, which is I don't pay attention. I don't pay attention because I'm just like, whatever. I don't care. Because I look so different without my makeup on. Like, I literally look like, you're like, who the fuck is this? Like, you, are you like dying? Like, are you okay? Like, who is this?
We saw some like no makeup pictures. We thought they were
#no makeups.
The most beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't recognize me. Let's just put it that way. Like, it's because I'm posting from my account. You see me walk down the street, you don't know who the fuck I am. Like, literally, it's kind of cool. Like, people, like, all of, like, random people I don't want to talk to, and, like, they won't recognize me. So it's like, I don't get catcalled all the time.
So you just ignore.
Like, it's a problem. Yeah, I'm just like, whatever.
I need to take a cue from you. We picked this question because one time I thought I was getting catcalled and I screamed, shut up, you misogynist. And the guy was not catcalling me at all. I thought he was saying, hey, mamacita, but he was actually trying to help his mamacita, his mother, walk
out
a restaurant. He was like, right this way, mama. And I thought he was calling
and
me.
And you thought
mama.
He was saying, right this way, mama.
That's hysterical. And you were like, no, how dare you?
Like, yes. How dare you, you misogynist? And then I saw there was like a grandma lady coming out the restaurant and. It was very presumptuous of me.
It was. Well, you always have to be on your guard in New York.
Did you? Yeah. You kind of do. You guys are so on top of each other here. There are so many guys that bumped into me this trip, and I was like, listen, motherfucker. Like, you did not. Like, there's, like, I know there's not a lot of space, but there was enough space. Like, there was no one sitting next to me. There was, like, three chairs open. And he was like, oh, excuse me. And, like, the trash can was over here. Like, and I was like, no. Like, you did that on purpose.
That's why if you live in New York long enough, you develop, like, a scowl.
Yeah.
That you just like make your angry face. And,
no, I
and
disagree. You grew up here. I'm still my happy, bubbly self.
No, I'm happy, but I just have like my scowl for the subway.
All right. See it?
Yeah, that's a good scowl.
I love it. We should all do like an Instagram story photo of the scowl and then the Cali face.
I like it.
Right?
Yes. But I guess I would say I'm going to take Sid's advice and ignore catcallers from now on.
Just ignore it. Like, make it a compliment.
Yeah.
You know? Unless they're like, hey, come here. You know? Like, then that's, like, creepy.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. Well, we hope we have cleared up this week's reason. That is it for this week's This Is Why You're Single podcast. You can check out our book. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our audiobook on Audible. Thank you so much to our guest, Sid Wilder. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Sid Wilder. Check out her movie, Laid in America, which is, I think, out on DVD right now.
Yeah, and iTunes and Amazon, all those internet places.
Check out her YouTube page. She's got some funny videos. What other plugs?
Yeah, subscribe to the YouTube channel. People don't do that. Subscribe. And follow me on Instagram, please.
Yeah. You can also follow us.
Yes, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Your Single Show.
I'm following them, so you have to.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
And our personals are at Sparadactyl and at Laura Lane.
Yes.
She's at Laura Lane now. You can also subscribe to our show on iTunes.
This Please podcast.
Do. Yes.
Do it.
Subscribe, like on iTunes. We appreciate it so much. Thank you guys for listening. Tune in next week for a whole new show.
Bye. This is why you're single. This is why you're single. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba. That was a HeadGum podcast.